The Texas Senate is getting to work this week, while the House is still standing still. It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Everyone has been rightly worried about a Chinese spy balloon. But this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking aim at the Chinese spy tool millions of Americans are unwittingly carrying around in their pockets. But first up, while the Texas Senate is beginning committee work this week on legislation, members of the Texas House are still waiting for their committee assignments. That means they're unable to begin organizing their work or preparing for the rush of legislation. Significantly, the legislature is almost one-fifth of the way through the constitutionally defined 140-day legislative session. Conservative activist Tom Glass noted on social media this weekend that of the past few legislative sessions, only one saw House committee assignments released later than we're seeing this year. The longer it is before committee assignments are announced, the longer it is before the House can get to work. That's significant because it puts a strain on the legislative calendar at the end. This is how politicians get away with claiming they tried to get their constituents' work done, but, you know, ran out of time. It's easy to run out of time if you don't use your time wisely. Hey, as a quick aside, if you have an Apple TV or Roku TV, you can download the Texas Scorecard app on those devices. There, you can not only see all of our video content, but you can also get streaming gavel-to-gavel coverage of the House and Senate chambers. Just search for Texas Scorecard on your Roku or Apple TV app store. School property taxes could be eliminated within 10 years. That's according to Dallas businessman Don Huffines. In a commentary he penned for the Dallas Morning News, Huffines says that state lawmakers should transfer the financial obligation for funding public schools from local property tax owners to the state, thereby eliminating property taxes for school maintenance and operations. This could be accomplished, he says, without raising taxes. He suggests that lawmakers simply restrict the growth of state government and then dedicate state surpluses to that task. Huffines' push on the issue has clearly gotten the attention of Governor Greg Abbott, who has declared himself a fan of eliminating school property taxes altogether. A special three-part series at TexasScorecard.com is this week investigating the state of Texas's power grid. In the first installment, Robert Montoya finds that as Texas approaches the second anniversary of the 2021 winter blackout, the threat of a repeat is still very real, despite the assurances to the contrary by politicians and the state's grid operator. Experts say the problem is that for too long, necessary work of shoring up the state's reliable energy supplies was shortchanged by an emphasis on unreliable sources like wind and solar. Part two of the series will be released today at noon, exploring how actions by Texas's public servants led to the grid's instability. The Texas Minute will be right back.
You wouldn't take your kids to a strip club, so why would you allow them to change their gender or chop their breasts off? Listen now to Season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you didn't know before, you know it now. China is spying on the United States. We all saw the big high-altitude spy balloon floating across the United States, including over sensitive military installations. But that's not the only threat to national security posed by the CCP. To limit those security risks, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a plan yesterday instructing state agencies on how to ban the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok from state-issued devices and agency internet networks. Because of the risks that have been previously documented about the app, TikTok is already banned by the U.S. Department of State, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Homeland Security. The states of North Dakota, Maryland, and South Dakota have also banned the technology from their state's devices and networks. This is significant because TikTok has 85 million users in the United States. It's owned by the Chinese media company ByteDance, which employs Chinese Communist Party members and has a subsidiary that's partially owned by the country's Communist Party. Hopefully other states and federal agencies will pay attention and follow suit. You can check out this story and the others we've covered, as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Katie Drollinger, Sydney Henry, Daryl Frost, and Robert Montoya. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.